Hello, audience. I am your GM today. Oh, what's my name? Itsukutiras. I'm the bot of Butter Logs, and I'm bringing back my inner demons just like it's therapy. But then again, they're my bounty hunters.
And we at Butter Logs welcome you to Inner Demons, the Swampy Swamp Adventures. Episode 11.
Now that we've gotten the hard part out of the way, here's what is going to happen. Basically, we're going to try and capture the leader. And as far as that leader goes, we need to capture his right-hand man, who is his best friend, named Marcus. Now, apparently, Marcus is going to be in some sort of witch thing about half hour away from the logging camp. And that logging camp is where they are all stationed at. So, as far as one of the scouts from the other tribe had told us, if we take it by water, we can get there in about half the time that it takes to get there on foot.
Just to clarify, because I don't think you're meaning to mess it up. It's 3 hours from the logging camp, and then the witch's hut is half an hour from their camp, supposedly.
Right, yeah. Yeah. That's what I was meant to say.
There you go. Okay, cool.
So basically, we need to travel over to the witch's hut first, capture Marcus, and then we need to head over to the logging camp from there. So what we need is small posse to form around us to help keep us safe in the water. And as soon as we get to Marcus, capture him, we need you guys to scout around a different route to the logging camp and basically be our backup.
Okay, give moment, give 20 minutes, 20 minutes to send up bird, I get posse, And maybe recruits.
Is seeing they're stroking your chin, looks at map on the wall, and it's the same one you guys have of the swamp itself. And you see various points on the map. It's like different villages, and you do see all over. There are roughly like 12 different villages in the swamp of different kinds of grung.
Okay, we have outpost here,
and she points to kind of between two villages.
We can hit posse here. 20 minutes away. I send bird. They know we're coming. Get small posse, and go to logging camp in hour instead of three. And I can get you to a witch's hut in half hour.
Good. We'll do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, going the time it takes from the posse to form, go physically one, write down the approximate location where that sod is, and talk to the chief of the tribe we're currently in, the one that said they were guardians.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I will be right back.
Holy fuck! I was not expecting a fucking god saw to be there.
So, basically what I'm thinking for capturing Marcus, we use Nail to kind of scout the area, notify us how many people there are going to be, and stay invisible all the meanwhile.
Well, yeah.
And as soon as we get that info, we basically, if he's by himself, then we will, well, basically, regardless, we're going to be using that shadow dagger.
And yeah, it's like, the black feather is perfect. It only has 4 sources. Don't forget, it only has 4 sources and takes 2 for invisibility.
Yep. So, we're basically going to go invisible. We're going to go grab him up. And Birch is going to keep him there. And then, the rest is basically going to be super easy.
Not good, like when we first came across that sword, I thought it was going to be a corrupted dead treant. And so, like, Amleth can blow him up. Nope!
I did not expect a giant fucking piece of god to be there. Like, that was the last thing I expected.
the meme where it's like the DM gave the players a lot of good stuff because it's not gonna be an easy campaign. It was like, we want a harder campaign. We shall not ask for a Hoddle campaign.
Brings in a fucking god. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking we could do for Marcus, and then as soon as we get to logging camp, we can just, you know, do our thing and just kill the motherfucker and just make sure no one gets out alive.
Yeah. There's also a chance from some good loot with Marcus. Depending on exactly where we ambush him, we could go visit that witch. And depending, maybe. You know, and depending on how she, you know, is,
either a witch
buy or... Yeah, that is true. No qualms and, you know, looting.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just need to make sure that Marcus will not have any sort of chance to break out or try anything to hinder us. That is where the shackles and the gag comes in. And that will be going for both Lynn and Marcus. So, you can do that. Also, I hope I'm not being controlling, by the way.
Oh, you're not. I actually enjoyed when we got into that little argument between executing and being bounty hunters.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I try to be, like, a good leader, but I just want to make sure, like, you know, everyone's comfortable with that. I'm not trying to be, like, controlling the situation. You know, I want everybody to kind of do their own thing. I want them to have that freedom.
You're not controlling you at least don't feel controlling to me.
Rocco, how do you, Steak, how do you feel about that? I think Steak's gone for right now.
I'm back.
Oh god, he's alive! I thought the god song got to you.
Oh no, it was the spawnling. Now I'm crazy.
I can't believe we still face a fucking old one. Let's fight a sort of a dead god. That totally will lead to good things.
I was about to, like, in character, shout, like, try to talk to the Treant. I was thinking I was reading the Treant's mind.
That would end it so poorly for you.
Would have been a bad time for sure. Total party, probably total party wipe.
You guys, definitely made some good choices there.
Oh god,
I cannot believe that. Dude, I like how you're asking us. So, like, I'm not sure if I'm making it too easy, like, and we're like, yeah, we, you know, like, difficulty is okay with us, you know.
We like move on a little bit to be harder.
Yeah, the next thing you do is bring in a fucking deity.
Well, I'm sort of a D, but still a motherfucker who's... I presume in some events, so is a BBEZ.
Yeah, just casually in the swamp. It's fun.
Just casually in the swamp, with the implication that there's more of them throughout the world, by the way.
Yeah!
Is it like there's more of those motherfuckers? Mind flyers know about them.
Yeah. It's actually nuts.
Alright. I do like that timing, though, of, you're right. A dead god, that's what we should do next.
So, anyways, let's get Marcus, man. I'm ready for this shit.
Alright. You guys go through the swamp. Many different sections of the swamp. You go over logs, through woods, and eventually you get to a river. And next to the river is a outpost of the Grung. It is hidden amongst the treetops. It is like a treehouse, in a way. But almost like a deer hunting kind of spot. It's very hidden away, and it would have been very difficult to have seen normally. But as she points it out, there we go, outpost. You guys meet up with several other Grung of her color type, of green, and even lighter, darker, different versions of green. And with that, you guys go to the actual river itself, go over to the edge, and you can see inside is just tons and tons of quippers, little piranha-like fish that go up and down the stream, hunting for any kind of meats and morsels, until the Grung come around. The Grung, like, as if it's a buffet, jump up, kick in their, like, little heels, and go into the river, and start just hunting the quippers. The quippers run wild as, like, they're just, like,
ferocious predators amongst the river is like a good 12 grung just going through these little sections here, you know, here, each little part, and are just clearing them out. And as you're able to swim forward, you are relatively safe. Maybe every now and then a quipper will go by you, but a single quipper isn't going to pick a fight without a swarm. So you're able to like swat it aside. And with that, do you guys, let me see. Can you please give me an athletics check so that I can see how well you are swimming?
12? Actually, since I did use inspiration on that history check earlier, does that mean I lose inspiration?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure.
A nice fat 22.
20.
Oh, he got a nat 20, goddammit.
I was made for the water.
Like a dolphin.
I don't even need to technically swim. I can be on the water. Like,
true.
I'm just dog paddling.
Basically, between Corvus running under the water, like the Dutchman, and over here we got, you know, the dolphin, Rocco, basically just swimming like a motorboat down, keeping up with the grung almost. And then there's just Omlith, just like, guys, like spitting out water every now and then. Guys, hold on, keep up, what, guys. And you're able to keep up, but you're definitely not, you're not ahead of anybody. You're definitely behind a few people like Rocco and such. But you guys...
It's his armor, I swear.
You guys are very easily able to make it through, though, and swim. There you go. Okay, so coming up from the bottom, the southern side, you see around, you'll be coming up around right here on the bottom edge. From the water itself, the river kind of meets up and links up with the logging camp. You can see as you're going under the water, even Corvus, that like the water itself continues through little tunnels underneath the ground, and you know that's why you probably get these little spurts and ponds and shit that like pop up in the swamp, is that like these little holes that get corroded and tunnels made for this water. And as you guys come up, you can see a hustling and bustling logging camp that has like sections of trees over on the western side, which is completely sectioned off. And you see there is a druid there. And you can very easily see, she touches these trunks of these trees and regrows an entire tree as she does it several times as lumberjacks come up and start chopping the tree.
Nail, I want you to scout around. And before you do, Lynn, what does Marcus look like?
Marcus. You see, like, she's thinking, but her brain, like, she starts to get distracted. She like, looks at a leaf and like resettles herself. Marcus, right, Marcus. He's drow. Not like he's like half drow. Like half drow. I guess he's a half elf, but he's half drow, half human, and yeah, surprisingly brunette hair comes from a human heritage, not the drow side, but he does have like kind of purplish eyes of a drow. So he looks more human overall, but he does have drow eyes.
Nail, did you hear that?
I got you.
All right, go invisible, go find him, and see if there's anybody that's with him.
I will do.
And then come back to us.
Wah!
He goes and flies through. And TT asks, oh my gosh, I actually forgot. Corvus, you meant to go ask the guardians before they left.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's my bad, I forgot. Okay, rewind real quick. Before you leave, Corvus, what would you like to ask the guardians? You, TT.
Oh, I'm not going to ask them, I'm going to tell them that I'm going to send a letter out to a few of my contacts who has experience, or at least knowledge, on how to actually take care of that whole, you know, dead god sod thing, so that they don't longer have to keep an eye on it, and, you know, to expect.
They definitely look appreciative. I'll definitely say that. Maybe hesitant, because like this is like their tribe's tradition at this point, is like watching this dead god. So like you see, there's just like a surprising amount of hesitancy, but still like appreciation, if that makes sense.
That's most of it.
Okay.
Took down the note where the sod is and the camp, the tribe's location, along with telling them that.
Sweet. So, ring back to. Current situation. After your flashback, Corvus, you come back to logging camp, And you guys have TT tug on you.
I thought Marcus was going to be by the swamp. Anyone else we're looking for here besides just Marcus in case?
Just going to see if Marcus is with anybody else as far as the blighters go. We take care of them, and then we capture Marcus.
Got you. The shaman turns to TT.
Why are you here? I have them.
TT goes, mine. I guide to them. My humanoids. And they have like a minor argument in the background. But while that happens, Nail comes back in his crow form and comes on down.
Nothing there. Looks like on the west there's like new hires, loggers, tents. Middle looks like a logging camp. Both sides have logs. There's a stables. Maybe talk to the headman. Headman, in front of us over there. I went to his house. Give him 10 minutes. He's having sex with his wife.
Uh huh.
Don't ask why I know.
Okay. So you don't know where Marcus is.
No idea, but maybe I know. No Marcus here. No Marcus here.
He might be further ahead already on his way to the witch.
I do see someone though.
The logging camp.
We're at the logging camp.
Oh, we're at the logging camp. Oh, I thought we were going to the witch's thing.
Yeah, seeing that, like, okay, we're just going to stop here for a bit.
Oh, yeah, no, the logging camp is just like on the way to the witch.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well,
yeah,
that's fine. Let's go around. Let's just go over to the witch's hut so that we can catch him there. And if we see Marcus on the way that he's coming back, then bada bing, bada boom.
Okay. I'm gonna fly ahead, see if I can find anything.
Flaps his wings up, and under his breath, you just hear him saying,
I miss Lysel.
And then as he flies off.
I think we should talk to this druid, though.
In the middle of the logging camp.
Rick went to Miss Mabel and learned the druid arts from her, and I don't know. I just have a feeling that maybe he did the same thing with this druid here.
What do you mean?
Like, he almost apprenticed under Miss Mabel. I wonder if he saw this druid and tried to learn something from this one, too.
Think so?
Just a hunch.
Well, better to keep it as just a word of warning over anything else. But we should probably get going before we miss Marcus.
All right.
I'm going to do a perception check of the surrounding area of the logging camp just to make sure that no one sees us or anything like that. And damn it, it's a 9.
You don't see anybody. It doesn't look like anyone has noticed you.
Alright. Well, let's just sneak around here. Let's just make it to the witch's hut.
Okay. At this point, you guys go around and you go through more river. Yet again, more kind of just river way. And... oh, goodness, sorry. My brain is, like, dying. I don't know what just happened to it. My brain went... sorry. So, yeah, you go through more riverway, and eventually, after roughly the half an hour passes, you do see in the distance almost like wanting to be seen. And you assume maybe if it is a merchant, they probably do want to be seen. But with everyone else being so secretive and just quiet, it feels weird to you that this person would want to be so open and seen. Right on the edge, as you start going up the river, you see bridges and stone bridges falling apart, but still sturdy enough to have some parts of it walkable. And the actual, like, water itself gets greener and more moss filled here. You see a lot more greenery and life. And roughly about right here, it looks like he's entering the, going towards the actual physical encampment. As you start to enter the map area and come up here, you see what you can only assume is Marcus, followed by two people in robes behind him. You assume it's Marcus because of the vague description that Lynn gives, that he looks humanoid but with vaguely elven drowish features.
Alright, now, same thing as before. See if there's anybody surrounding the area, and just confirm that it's just those three, and that one of them is Marcus.
Will do.
And with that, as Neil goes around, we're going to end this week's stream. Session. God damn, I'm sorry, my brain's dying now. And today's session, as next week, we'll be fighting.
Nice.
Sick.
And if you like that video and like to see more content, please drop a like and subscribe to Wolfer28, or give us a follow and a rating on both Spotify and iTunes as Bardic Logs. Thank you very much, and we hope to see you next time.